Crystallization Study of the Humanity of Christ, Chapter 5, In the Fulfillment of the Eternal Economy of God, 2. Our crystallization study of the humanity of Christ is to show us how much Christ is to us and how much we can enjoy Christ. Our circumstances in our living can be like a blowing wind, and sometimes they can be like a tempest with heavy rain. Christ is a refuge from the wind and a covering from the tempest. When China was invaded by the Japanese army during the Second World War, the military police of the Japanese army arrested me twice. That was a real tempest. During the war, it meant nothing for the Japanese army to put a Chinese person to death. They imprisoned me for 30 days, and that was a real test to my family and to the church. But I can testify that Christ was my covering to protect me from that tempest. The New Testament alone does not tell us how to enjoy Christ as a refuge and a covering. The brethren taught the prophecies in the book of Daniel, but we need to see that the book of Daniel is also full of the enjoyment of Christ, the Son of Man. The three friends of Daniel were thrown into the fire, and Christ as a man was walking with them. Also in Daniel chapter 10 verses 4 through 19, we see that Christ is our stability, but we do not have such a thought pointed out in this way in the New Testament. If we had only the New Testament without the Old Testament, our enjoyment of Christ would not be adequate. I have given many messages on the types and prophecies in the Old Testament to show people Christ and the enjoyment of Christ. In Luke chapter 24, verse 44, the Lord Jesus pointed out to his disciples that the three sections of the Old Testament, the law of Moses, the prophets, and the Psalms, reveal him. This shows that the entire Old Testament is a revelation of Christ and that he is its center and content. Some teach that the whole Bible unveils Christ, but they understand this in a very shallow way, which can be compared to skating on a layer of ice. All the deeper truths are in the depths beneath the ice. By the Lord's unveiling in his mercy, we have an interpreted Bible revealing the deeper truths. The Son of Man. In the outlines for this chapter and the next one, we have extracted all the New Testament verses which speak of the Son of Man. In Matthew chapter 18, verse 11, the Lord said, "The Son of Man has come to save that which is lost." He did not say, "I have come," but "the Son of Man has come." I refers simply to the man, not the Son of Man. Changing the Son of Man to I or me in any of the verses in these outlines makes them mean much less meaningful. If we read these points again and again, we will enter into them and enjoy Christ as the Son of Man. It is the Son of Man who has the authority to forgive sinners, who can be the Lord of the Sabbath, who gave his life as a ransom for many, who gives the food which abides unto eternal life, and who was glorified with the Father's glory. Coming in his humanity to seek and save the lost sinners. Christ as the Son of Man came in his humanity to seek and save the lost sinners. He ate and drank with the tax collectors and sinners, making friends with them. He visited and lodged with a sinful man, a tax collector named Zacchaeus. He also came as a physician to the ill, having authority to forgive sins. As the Son of Man, Christ came not to destroy men's lives, but to save them. We need to enjoy Christ as the Son of Man, having no place to lay his head. As the Son of Man, Christ had no place to lay his head. not even as the foxes having holes, nor as the birds of heaven having roosts. The Lord of the Sabbath. Christ in his humanity is the Lord of the Sabbath. As the Son of Man, Christ can forgive people and be the Lord of the Sabbath. Confessing before his Father in those who confess in him before men. Christ as the Son of Man will confess in him, before his Father in the heavens and before his angels, everyone who confesses in him before men, and he will forgive the ones speaking words against him. Sowing himself into man. The Lord as the Son of Man sowed himself in his humanity as the good seed into man to grow him. Asking his disciples who they knew him to be in his humanity. The Lord Jesus asked his disciples who they knew him to be in his humanity and guided them to know him as the Christ, the Son of the living God, who will build the church to be the kingdom of the heavens. Coming in his humanity to serve. Christ came in his humanity, not to be served, but to serve and to give his life as a ransom for many. Giving the food which abides unto eternal life. Christ gave, in his humanity, the food which abides unto eternal life. Dying in his humanity. Christ died in his humanity. In his death, he went away from his disciples and was betrayed by one of them. As the Son of Man, he was killed as John the Baptist was by the Jewish authorities. He was delivered as the Son of Man into the hands of the chief priests and scribes and crucified by them. He gave his life as a ransom for many and was lifted up on the cross. His being lifted up on the cross as the Son of Man was so that people may know that he is the great I Am, and that he may draw all men to himself. On the cross he was lifted up as a serpent, typified by the serpent lifted up by Moses, that everyone who believes into him may have eternal life. Being buried in his humanity in the heart of the earth. The Son of Man was buried in his humanity in the heart of the earth 3 days and three nights, as Jonah was in the belly of the great fish. Resurrecting in his humanity. Christ resurrected in his humanity on the third day after his burial, being glorified.